After the system consolidation, all invoice-related processes for FY16 and later FRNs will happen in Epic. This means there are some important changes to how users manage and check the status of submitted invoices. The legacy FCC Form 474 e-file portal can only be used to create and submit new invoices and does not contain a list of previously submitted invoices. However, in Epic, all invoices are listed and can be sorted and filtered from the My Forms and Requests tab of the Epic E-Rate Invoicing Dashboard. While users cannot check the status of a submitted invoice in the legacy system, in Epic, users have multiple ways to check the status of invoices and invoice lines, including a new report called the Invoice Line Summary Status Report, which is available in the Reports tab of the Epic landing page. We will learn more about this report later in the course. In the legacy system, users are not able to view decision codes, decision explanations, and modification reasons for processed invoice lines and must refer to the Service Provider Invoice, or SPI, remittance statement for these details. After the system consolidation, the SPI remittance statement will continue to be sent by USAC's Finance Department to the remittance statement contact listed on FCC Form 498. However, all users will be able to view decision codes, decision explanations, and modification reasons for processed invoice lines in Epic. Additionally, prior to the system consolidation, the bare notification letter was sent through the U.S. Postal System. After the system consolidation, bare notification letters for invoices with a funding year of 2016 and later will not be mailed to service providers, but will be available in Epic in a later phase of the system consolidation. Furthermore, invoice-related communication, which used to be sent through traditional email, is now sent and can be responded to directly within the Epic system. Partial and full rights users will receive an automated email notifying them when new communication has been received in Epic and the due date for the response. If the due date for a response has changed, a new email will be sent notifying users of the updated date. Additionally, the Epic system will generate a task for all full rights users to respond to invoice-related communication. While only full rights users can respond to invoice-related communication, partial and view-only users can view the communication within the invoice record. Prior to the system consolidation, daily invoice status reports, or ISRs, were sent through traditional email to the email address specified by the service provider that signed up for electronic notifications. After the system consolidation, daily ISR files will be sent by the Epic system through an automated email to all users that have access to the associated SPIN number in Epic. For more information on invoicing user permissions, or for a refresher on other changes related to the system consolidation, check out the Epic Navigation Reference Guide linked in the Resources tab of your course player, or revisit Service Provider Course 1, Submitting and Certifying Invoices in Epic. Click Next to continue.